The difference between the so-called high art and low art has its roots in the Renaissance. The Renaissance was marked by a revival of interest in arts and sciences that was lost since antiquity. The role and status of artists dramatically changed during this time, from anonymous manual craftsmen to a highly respected and admired professional, the artistic genius, so to speak, sometimes more honored and renowned than princes. Greater value was placed on innovation and individual creativity. So, beginning around the 15th century, painting, sculpture, and architecture came to be thought of as more elevated forms of art. Later on, in the 18th century, the distinction was made more clear between objects that were created for purely aesthetic purposes and objects that had a more utilitarian function. Keep in mind that the distinction between art and craft was unique to Western culture. In many other societies, art was made to be touched, handled, used, or worn in daily life or for ritual and religious purposes. These were their preeminent examples of art. Studying these objects give us a rich insight into the practices of the cultures that produced them.